everyone. Are you ready for a sing-along? Slow poke in a reggae, reggae style. Poke, 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 Pokemon. Come in! Every night you're the one, dreams of waking with the sun, but you sleep in till noon.
Slowpoke.
Your pink hue is your color through and through. I can see it's the real you.
Slowpoke.
Your big mouth like a supermarket door, open 7/24.
Slowpoke.
Your sweet tail sap is a yummy, yummy snack. We hungry and we want more.
Slowpoke.
You're so slow that your picture never blurs. The speedometer concurs. Slowpoke!
Slow, slow, slow. Ah, what's your story, Slowpoke?
Slow, slow, slow.
Dude, what's your deal, Slowpoke?
Lose your tail, that's alright. It'll grow back someday. That's really cool.
Slowpoke.
Dope Pokemon, the category they set you on. Too bad for you.
Slowpoke.
What word starts with S and ends with letter E? It's obviously
sunstroke.
You fish with your tail, but you're too slow when they bite, and so they swim out of sight.
Slowpoke.
Your slow motion rule has got a lot of soul. It's your cruise control. Slowpoke. On a single time, down comes the rain sublime, if the famous legend is true.
Slowpoke.
But you've been yawning all day long, and the blue skies aren't gone. You've got some explaining to do.
Slowpoke.
A shell to bite your tail, and then you become a slow pro. That's a dopey evolution.
Slowpoke.
Everywhere you go, there are slowpoke passing through. Maybe there's one right behind you.
Slowpoke.
Bloody, bogey, sluggish, tardy, so late you're early. Slowpoke!
Slow, slow, slow. Do what you do, Slowpoke.
Slow, slow, slow.
Do what your story, Slowpoke.
A great big berry fell, bonked you on the head, but you feel no pain.
Slowpoke.
Your ears curl in, there's a reason you said, what was it again?
Slowpoke.
You just said slow, did you feel that very only just now? You really something?
Slowpoke.
Someday you'll be slow, bro, or maybe even sloping, or you'll just keep being.
Slowpoke.
Stand in a ring, but your buddy's there for lunch. What a happy looking bunch.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to the 184th episode of the Pokemon Podcast. My name is SBJ. I forgot how to intro my own show here.
You do it the same way every time.
I know. It's like my headphones are slightly off here with audio.
You want a Micah-inspired time delay?
I could be. 184, this is going to be a shorter episode for you guys just because I'm still tired from that 15 hours. Well, it was up for like 14 hours. Yeah. You guys didn't see the work planned prior to the stream, which was just showed how we fell apart during that. Do you want to talk about the stream? You want to talk about that right away?
Might as well. That was the majority of my screwing up my weekend.
Yeah, it screwed up my weekend too. And if it wasn't, we're recording this on Labor Day. Happy Labor Day, Will.
Well, I mean, I don't support labor unions, but sure, I'll take the time off because they make me.
September 7th is when we are recording this. Normally we record on Sunday, but I didn't wake up till like 3 p.m. yesterday. And then I didn't want to do anything. which was probably the same as your day, Will.
I actually only slept for 3 hours on Sunday. So then I was up at 8 because, you know, I have children to take care of. So I had to do that. And then I got to take a nap on Sunday afternoon for like 2 more hours.
That's rough.
But today I slept 9 hours overnight from Sunday to Monday. And then I just woke up from another 2 hour nap. So I'm starting to get it back.
Yeah. I think I've.
Because, you know, I'm not doing that caffeine anymore. So
I think I've kind of gotten it back here. I got up around noon, played a little Metal Gear, and here we are recording.
How is that Metal Gear?
It's good. It's
not very, play it.
It's very time consuming. Maybe because I keep saying I'm bad at it.
Well, yeah. I think everyone agrees that you're pretty bad at it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So for those of you that didn't catch our live stream, myself and Micah, who runs the Twitch, twitch.tv/MicahTheBrave. He streams pretty much every night because he's insane. But we partnered together to finish the Pokedex. Micah was drawing every single Pokemon in the Pokedex. We ended off at 361, which was the Pokemon after Wobbuffet, if I'm not mistaken. Snorunt, I think, is 361, actually. I think we started off with Snorunt. And then, once again, we did not finish. We finished Gen 3. We finished Gen 4. We started and finished Gen 4. And then we started and finished Gen 5, which I believe is the biggest collection of Pokemon with 158.
Yes. Around there. Yeah.
Yeah. And we finished with Genesect. And then by that time, it was 3 a.m. on Sunday. And we kind of threw in the towel. Gen 6 being very short with, I believe, 71 Pokemon, but I told Mike at that point we could do one more stream that isn't crazy 12 hours long to finish 71 Pokemon. There wasn't the reason to rush to finish each of them. He could spend a little more time on those, and people enjoyed it.
And they're also not two-dimensional, so they're going to be harder to draw.
Yeah, people enjoyed the first two streams, so why not have a third stream, especially for those who might have missed the first or second stream.
I also think that because you guys had the technical difficulties for the first hour or so, that's what really kind of knocked you off course.
Yeah, yeah. Michael's internet went out, which was weird because certain parts of his internet still worked, like the Twitch chat was still working, but he couldn't load any websites or anything. And then as soon as he got on the phone with Time Warner, everything started loading again. I'm not sure what went wrong there, but that was probably, we were probably down. We were only up for like 15 minutes and then we went down for like a half hour. And then we came back. Good atmosphere in the chat though. And a lot of people hung out with us for the majority of the day, or if they couldn't, they came for a bit, left, and then came back.
Yeah, definitely. Or some people just had were in it all the entire time, but they just kept falling asleep on their couch for like half an hour to an hour at a time. And then they wake up and they say, "No, I'm still here. I'm still here."
And we gave away a lot of things as well. For those of you that weren't watching, or maybe that you didn't catch the first two streams, we gave away some plushes. We had like a Snivy plush and a Pichu plush, and we gave away Charizard Pikachu, like the Pikachu wearing the Charizard hat plush.
We gave away Pikazard.
Pikazard. We gave away a bunch of shirts and stickers. And last time, the first time, we gave away some amiibos and some shirts and stickers and keychains and stuff. And then Micah was also giving away drawings, so you could win. You would pick any Pokemon you would want, and he would draw that for you in a specific way and a lot more detailed than the drawings we were doing on stream, because obviously we're just trying to rush the Pokedex. So if you missed the first two streams, I highly recommend keeping your ears open to when we announce the date for the third stream, because not only will we be doing all of Gen 6, but we'll be again giving away like plushes and amiibos and a bunch of stuff. So all you got to do is hang out with us. And you can win some stuff and see Micah draw some Pokemon. That dude is very talented when it comes to drawing Pokemon.
He's very talented when it comes to drawing anything.
That's true. It would be funny if his skill set was only Pokemon. He's pretty good at drawing hot dogs, too.
Ugh. I swear I am going to go into exile if we don't need any more discussion of hot dogs.
I told him he should draw every Gen 6 Pokemon with a hot dog.
Well, I think that's okay.
Hot dogs are great.
I mean, if you enjoy hot dogs, yes.
I like me a mean hot dog.
I prefer a half smoke. Washington D.C.'s own sausage of choice.
Was there a specific Pokemon in the stream, Will, that you enjoyed Micah's drawing of?
Oh, the Volcarona. It was super sweet. It was a very nice Volcarona, definitely.
That was near the end. That was like 2 a.m. Volcarona came.
I think most people were turned off by Gothitelle and her purse.
My Gothitelle was not the worst.
The Dusknoir with no hands.
My Dusknoir was real good, I think, besides for I couldn't draw his hands.
And then the other Dusknoir behind it that was like, question mark, why don't you have any hands?
Were those the only ones I drew? I drew Dusknoir and the Gothitelle line.
You did the entire Gothitelle line, yeah. And everybody was like, don't ruin Gothitelle. It's my favorite psychic type. And then afterwards they were like, I don't like Gothitelle anymore. But I don't know. The Volcarona was super sweet. Really well done.
Yeah. And for those of you that missed it, once we finish the entire Pokedex, we'll have all those photos up somewhere. I don't know where yet. Probably on PokemonPodcast.com. Probably make the most sense to be there.
That's a good place for it.
Yeah. The site gets updated every now and then.
Yeah, you should actually revive the Saturday series that you used to have where it was like Pokemon art every Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
Just do one every Saturday. One
would be good for 720 some weeks.
Oh, Lord. Yep. 722. Unless you did the pages, because you guys didn't do that many pages.
Yeah, I think there was 28 pages by the end of the night. 28 layers of Pokemon.
I certainly learned quite a bit about Photoshop and Wacom Cintiqs during this ordeal. And I don't know what pen he was using. Oh, and the brushes had a name, like Kyle Webster.
Was it the China stencil or whatever?
I don't remember the stencil. I just remember the brushes were like the Kyle T. Webster brushes, which I don't even know what that means because they were just drawn lines on the screen. So
yeah, he was... We should have had Micah here, but he's out and about today. But there was a pack of brushes he said that this guy created. And then so you purchase them and then import them into Photoshop. I think he said they were like $20 for a whole like line of different brushes you can use to draw with in Photoshop. But when we get Micah back on, we can ask him the details. Let's jump over to some news.
Is there news?
No.
Oh.
There's
you
like
got me so excited.
There's
for
barely any. We can reiterate that Pokemon Shuffle is now on both Android and iOS devices with the upcharge to coins or specific for pretty much every item.
And double hearts for some Pokemon.
Yeah, wasn't the Kyogre battle double hearts?
Yep.
Pokemon Shuffle free to play, obviously been on the 3DS for quite a while now, since February, did it come out?
Oh, boy.
February, March?
Was it out before Rumble World?
Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, then definitely, yeah. I think maybe when... So I visited you in February. Were we shuffling at that point?
I think you were shuffling and I was not at that point.
Well, there you go. That was February.
Yeah. So yeah, Pokemon Shuffle on mobile devices... When I say things are more coins, for example, in the 3DS version, to use a Great Ball, I believe it's 2,500 coins. And in the iOS Android version, it is 4,000 coins.
Wow.
Yep. So, and I think like Disruption Display is 1,500 coins in the 3DS version. And I think it's 2,000 coins in the mobile version.
I wonder how much minus one complexity is, because that's the most expensive.
Yeah, yeah. I know it's 9,000 in 3DS. I'm not sure. I'd have to look into that. I've only played like the first two levels to see how it worked. It worked fine. It was pretty much the same game. But I don't really want to like redo everything I've already done in the 3DS version.
the ones that were really hard and you're like, I never want to see this level ever again. Yeah.
What is, there was a Mega Sharpedo is the Pokemon of the Pokemon this week in Pokemon Shuffle on 3DS at least. We normally record on Sundays and then on Monday mornings they update with like the event Pokemon, but since we're recording one day later, the Mega Sharpedo contest is going on right now for a Mega Stone for that Sharkanite. I don't know what it's called.
Sharpedonite. Yes, and it's dark. It's not water, so make sure to bring your fairies.
Is that the only dark Mega now here? Because Gengar and Sableye are ghost. Or Sableye dark.
I don't have my 3DS. I can't research. I don't know.
Can't remember. I missed Meowth on Sunday. Totally forgot
Sableye
about.
Sableye is you. Wow.
I got Victini, though. That's the one that matters.
That's
to
true.
Me.
That's the one you care about the most. Have you ever caught Victini?
Yeah, I caught him the first day. I used a Great Ball because I wasn't sure. Because they said he was only here on Saturday, so I was like, oh, I don't know if that's just this week or. But obviously, it's every week now.
Yeah, and Lugia's out there. Can't catch me a Lugia.
I think, I can't catch Lugia either. And I don't have enough coins for complexity -1. So I'm pretty sure this is the point where I'm going to have to spend money. Because I don't want.
They finally got you.
Yeah, well, I don't have any good flying. And it's to the point in the game where like flying Pokemon kind of matter now.
What is Lugia's type?
Flying.
Oh, flying. Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Like every time I see like the contest, there's always like birds in the top contest or how it's been recently. Like Venusaur was last week, so there was a bunch of flying Pokemon in there.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't gotten through all of the main line of Pokemon that you can catch, but I would say up to the point where I'm at, they have been incredibly parsimonious on fighting types. Like, there's only, like, two, I think, fighting types I've come across, Pancham and Lucario, and a couple of other types. And then there's, like, tons and tons of other ones that you're just never going to use.
Yeah. I remember early in the game, I got through a lot of things really easy because I got the Lucario stone right away. And I remember people who didn't have Mega Lucario were having troubles with that. But now it's, like, Mega Lucario is almost kind of useless because it feels like there's such a balance in other different types that fighting is not super effective against.
Well, and also you have to get the horizontal line for Mega Lucario to really be useful. Mm-hmm. And that's like takes far too much planning for the timed levels. Where like Mecha Gengar, that's always useful.
Yeah. Mega Gengar is really good for Meowth too, because it doesn't accidentally wipe out coins.
That's true. I've tried using Mega Gengar and Meowth, but I can never get it to Mega fast enough.
Oh, I gave Mega Gengar that rare candy thing.
I did too.
So he goes a little quicker. Some other bit of news here. Like I said, I'm scraping the bottom of the barrel here. Florida woman tries to steal $800 in Pokemon cards. A Florida woman almost caught them all. Ooh, this article has the puns already. Almost caught them all, but was nearly caught herself when trying to take off with $838.53 worth of Pokemon cards at a Target in Claremont on Thursday. According to Orlando Sentinel, the unidentified pocket monster enthusiast was stopped by a loss prevention officer just as she was attempting to leave the store. The suspect was holding a plastic basket overflowing with Pokemon cards.
She was just like going to walk right out the door?
Yeah.
I have to save the children from Pokemon.
The loss prevention officer approached the woman, asked her for her receipt, and then snatched the basket from her rather than play the dude in just more Pokemon puns.
Oh, I was going to say Paul Blart Mall Cop, but I guess that's not where you were going.
No, yeah, it just goes there. Yeah, it's brutal. It's not the best written article here.
So, but honestly, she could have just put, those 20 packs in her pockets and nobody would have noticed.
So
right, $800, that's about 20 packs of Pokemon cards these days. That's the going rate.
I don't think so. So I'm gonna do 838
$30 for a pack of 10. I believe Target sells packs of the last time I
$3.99
bought cards. $4.50.
All right, so let's say $470, $480 after tax. That would have been roughly 174 packs of cards.
But they don't even put that many out.
Yeah, that's what I don't understand. Maybe this was like a super Target?
Or she went and got the cards and tins, like the tins, and went up. Because, you know, sometimes they put the cards up in the toy section.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
As down by where the cards are.
So when they say basket, the first thing I think of is the Target basket, which isn't that big.
I don't know. I don't know. Depends on how strong you are.
I mean, I don't think 178 Pokemon cards are heavy. I just don't think they would all fit into a standard Target basket. She must have brought her own Pokemon catching basket.
Oh, you know what I don't understand? And I know of people who do this, who take like gram scales and weigh packs to get like the full arts and everything. And it's like, how does nobody in Walmart and Target stop you when they catch you like weighing packs, just sitting there in the pack aisle and weighing them?
Do you think that's illegal? Like, I don't think
it's
a crime.
No, but it's just super weird.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. It's like people who sit in the produce section with like two watermelons, like feeling them up, seeing which one is better.
No, you got to sniff your watermelon.
Oh, okay.
That's perfectly fine. But you also don't bring your own scale to the store and say, I don't trust it. Stores even do scales anymore in the produce section? But you're not like, I don't trust the store's scale. So whatever. It's against the spirit of adventure here.
You're supposed
to buy a pack and be surprised by what you get.
But that's why you never buy TCG packs online, because you know companies like Cool Stuff Inc., they're buying the booster boxes, weighing them all, and then selling the ones that don't meet the weight requirement that they're looking for.
Well, I didn't know that until now.
Yep. Because you know those companies, because that's not as sketchy for them, because they're weighing them in their back room.
That's true. But you know what? I don't buy any Pokemon cards anymore because I love money and I love to keep money to myself.
I would suppose it's safe to buy booster packs from Target or GameStop online. I doubt that they're doing it, but places that deal with trading and collecting cards like Cool Stuff Inc. or Miniature Market, they're definitely doing that for sure.
Troll and Toad.
Yep.
Collector's Cash. Let's just name them all so none of them can sue us.
I'm a big fan. If Cool Stuff Inc. wants to sponsor the podcast, I am a big, big fan of Cool Stuff Inc.
That is actually true, that when people ask me specifically where they should, if they want to sell commons and stuff, Cool Stuff Inc. is the way to go.
Yep. Yeah. They're pretty great. And they usually offer like monthly specials of 25% bonus and stuff like that.
And it started to sound like a commercial. They actually have a lot of tabletop games. So you can use your points that you get from turning in your worthless Pokemon cards and get, you know, Power Grid, which you'll regret just as much, but it's a different kind of game.
Yeah, Power Grid's sweet. Yeah, you got to have the right amount of people. Next time you're over, we'll play Power Grid.
No, we won't, because I want to play games that are fun, that will make me laugh and be happy.
Like Spyfall?
I didn't play Spyfall. I don't know that one.
I know, it's good, though. It's good. The last bit of news here, it's actually from TheVerge.com. Very rare that The Verge reports on Pokemon, but when they do, you would assume that it's podcast-worthy. They reported on a UK rapper who has worked with Drake and Kanye before. I believe his name is JME. He did a Pokemon track, or he did a rap track about Pokemon cards, which I will include here in the intermission. It's really good. I mean, maybe I might be biased because I like pretty much all kinds of music, but it is kid safe, which is pretty rare for most rap songs. And there was like a remix of the original theme song in there, as well as it's pretty much him rapping about how Charizard was the best Pokemon card back in the day when the original 151 were very popular.
Is this on his latest album?
No, I just think it's a sidetrack here. His YouTube is Man Better Know, MANBETTERKNOW. The song is called The Very Best. And we're going to take a break and play it. And hopefully he doesn't come after us for, you know, just sharing his track.
Fair use.
Yeah, fair use. We're not making money off this.
I'm trying to find this on Apple Music.
I don't think it is. Like I said, it just came out. It said published September 3rd, so about 4 days ago. It's already September 7th. Dang, it is late. This is JME, The Very Best, and we will be right back.
Yeah. Trust. Shiny Charizard for life. Just know when you see me, you're looking at you could have 10 master balls, you still can't match. Don't care about legendary birds, you can't attack. Ash Ketchum catches them all, but I only catch. Yo, man try ask me why Charizard. Man think that I'm gonna shop my cards like I need keys. Man's gonna see them framed on the wall when I get my yard. Smile on my face just like Gengar. Think I'm new to this? Nah, turn the clocks back, go wood green tops. See me trading a shirt, I put the work in, that's why I am. Better move that link cable, bro, you can't twang. There ain't no fainting round here, fam, my gangs. I will straight for your HP, that's why they call man. Yo, talking like say you're gonna sky me. When I draw for the ball, you be like, why me? Trust me, cuz, one by one, I'll make all six of them whitey. Man's got Japanese and Chinese. Don't try to tell me about shinies. Been there, done that, bought a t-shirt, wore it with shorts and dry knees. I'm an old school bad man, always be. You weren't around back then, or you would've seen. No rare candy needed for me to achieve. If you're talking the first 151, then call me. Yo, no bends or scratches on the top. And make sure none of them corners flop. If it looks brand new, shining, glistening, then holler me and I might just cop. Rude wreck, come meet me at the shops. I got the gold vinyl, let's do swaps. Nostalgia from these base cars, old man's collecting and I ain't gonna stop. Try test me, bruv, and you will lose too. BBK, yeah, boy, better know my cruise. Shadowless first edition, yet I choose. The whole of Pallet Town, and they'll tell you who's. Yo, started this thing in Meridian. Now man's in Viridian. Don't have to defeat nobody to get in the top tier, cause I'm Meridian. Either trainers wanna get rude. Running up your map, cause you got new. Wow, you got new, but I got two news, and I got new too. You will get moved too.
Smash, but what?
And we are back from our break. I forgot to mention British. Well, I said UK. I did say UK.
You did say UK, yeah.
Yeah. So you would assume that the person rapping would have a British accent.
No, sometimes they get sense when they do like performances and remove their accent because it has a more worldwide appeal.
I guess. I like the. The British aspect kind of British accent kind of thing.
I just find it very hard to understand them sometimes.
That's true. You're not wrong there.
I practice. I listen to Helen on Ollie. I try to practice a little bit, but I think they're very proper. So when you just have a regular British accent person, it doesn't quite translate as well.
Can't argue with that. We're going to do a couple emails. I don't have like a do for emails yet, but I need to find one. So a couple emails. We have a bunch, so we're not going to get to all of them, of course. I probably have like a dozen emails here. I'm going to slaughter this name here. Talia, they've written him before. So in Pokemon games, there is only Pokemon. Let me start that over. So in the Pokemon games, there is only Pokemon and not any real life animals. So it's easy to figure out that people in the world would eat Pokemon. In the games they talk about in libraries and even in some NPCs say it. So the question is, what Pokemon would you eat? I think I would love a good breakfast with Pignite bacon and scrambled execute.
I can't eat a Pokemon. I'd become a vegan.
You've become a vegan in the world of Pokemon?
Yes. I just, because they're like quasi-intelligent.
Yeah. Well, I would probably eat a lot of eggs because I would assume the bird Pokemon would leave eggs. And I guess that's okay, right?
Yeah, that's true. Milk and eggs. Gotta get your proteins.
Gotta get your Miltangs.
Yeah.
I suppose a Boothalant would make a good, like, buffalo beef jerky kind of thing.
That's all I can say, because I can't imagine eating a Pokemon. I can't.
Yeah, that's weird. I mean, the one that I know they talk about the most about eating is Farfetch.
Well, the Slowpoke song had they were saying, like, the Slowpoke tail has, like, a sweet syrup to it.
Oh, yeah. I forgot to mention it was Slowpoke week last week.
Well, now you have.
Now you have. So, in honor of Slowpoke week, they released a bunch of crazy weird videos on Instagram. And they also released some stuff on the store, PokemonCenter.com. They released a cup, like a notepad with Slowpoke on it, a shirt, and I believe a belt buckle, which would be their first belt buckle on Pokemon Center. So
for all of you Western wear enthusiasts.
That's right.
I think the main thing was that they released the old Japanese Slowpoke song in English.
Yes. Which was part of those Instagram weird videos. To finish off the email, they said, to all the fans who are not a part of the Slack community, do it. Just do it. It's an amazing group of people, and it's such fun to check the conversations every day with such fun people. It is worth more than the $1 per month requirement. Well, thank you.
That was nice.
We try to keep it real.
I do talk to Talia from time to time.
Nick writes in. Pokemon podcast people.
Oh, is this Nick from Nebraska, or is this Nick from Boston, or is this a whole new Nick altogether?
This is Nick, not from Nebraska, but from Boston.
I do like Nick from Boston. I like to argue with him.
There's only one Nick per state here. I know you've been hearing a lot of ideas from listeners what the Pokemon company should do for the next game, or for Gen 7, or for the 20th anniversary. Well, here's the best idea directed from my brain. While watching the Pokemon Symphony, I felt nostalgic for the Game Boy games, but not for Kanto or the characters or the plot. I wanted to revisit the feeling of those games. That made me think of the upcoming 3DS version Dragon Quest XI, which featured a more modern-looking game on the top screen and a retro SNES version on the bottom screen. I'm sure you can see where I'm going with this. Gen 7 should include a Game Boy mode, in which graphics, music, and menus would switch to Game Boy Color style. It would be set in a new region with Pokemon and modern mechanics, but by pressing a button, you could put some nostalgic glasses on and play a brand new old Pokemon game. You're welcome, Nick, not from Nebraska, but from Boston.
Well, he cleared that up right at the end. That sounds tricky. I don't think they'd get a lot of new customers that way.
That's true.
Even being able to swap back and forth. Remember for years we were saying there will never be a 3D Pokemon game?
I don't remember saying that.
Oh, no. Somebody said that. They were like, 3D does not match with our style of gaming, and we're never going to do a 3D game, and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, I do remember that. I remember it was discussed on the podcast where some felt very strongly against it. They also were against the noise, the Pokemon cries being changed.
Yes.
By the time, I was for the cries being changed because, what was it, like Charizard and Rhyhorn had like the same cry or something silly like that?
Possibly.
Yeah, I can't see them doing the retro thing, but I'm 100% on board that I do want that like feeling of like playing Gen 1 again, and just like, oh, everything is so new. And I kind of felt like they almost achieved it in Gen 6.
In what way?
The beginning of the game all the way up to the second gym, I thought was like really good at the pacing and at like an adventure and seeing a bunch of Pokemon you've never seen before. And then once you finished the second gym, it was like gym all in a row. And it almost felt like that middle part was really rushed. And that kind of was like, oh, okay. That kind of took me out of it, of like exploring and feeling like a whole new kind of world.
Yeah. I mean, I think one thing that's tricky about that is with X and Y, there's so much like go back to towns where I think, like, in a lot of the older ones, you kind of complete a town, you never go back to it. Mm-hmm. So, you know, on that first playthrough, yeah, you're just trying to, like, destroy gyms and be done with it. But then if you keep going back, then there's reasons to go back to the different towns. So you see the different daily events in the hotels, or just to, like, when, well, you never do Pokedex completion, and there's, you know, the different areas where you can get different things for Pokedex completion and stuff like that. And, of course, going back through to get all the Megastones, which is important. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I think, you know, one thing when you were doing the stream that you pointed out that was, I never really crossed my mind, was how in Black and White they were kind of mirroring the 150 Pokedex.
Yeah.
As well. So, like, especially with, like, Sock and Throw being the Hitman Top and Hitman Chan and Hitman Lee, and other things like that. And Basculin being an afterthought. Whatever.
Oh, man. Wait, that was the night ruiner right there.
That was the end of your night right there. Man, you were all excited for what was Basculin going to be. And then it was like, well, we needed another fish.
And since we were running out of time, we just changed the color of its stripe. Now you have two. All right, we'll do one more email, even though we have a bunch, but I apologize. Got other things here to do tonight.
We're a little tired still.
Yeah.
Even with all of our naps and such, we're still catching up.
Here we go from AJ. Dear SBJ, Will, Travis, Micah, and or other awesome people slash persons. Wow, that was a lot of variables. How are you all? Hope everything is going well in your respective corners of the universe. Anyway, I remember hearing on a recent podcast in an email about if Game Freak felt that Raichu was a mistake. This made me start to wonder, do you think the Pikachu line will ever get a split evolution such as Glooms or Snowruns, for example? If so, what would you want to see? Have a wonderful week and eat more cheesecake, AJ.
Yeah. I'm down for eating more cheesecake, except it's not Sunday, so I'm not allowed to have a dessert. Well, what could it be? Because, right, it's not – Pikachu is not a dual type.
I don't think they would ever go – I don't think they would ever touch Pikachu. I'm kind of going to get that out of the way. Pikachu is like the sacred moneymaker in the Pokemon world. But I would like to see – for them to go back and do like a baby calf that could split evolve into either Tauros or Bufalant, and then do like some kind of pink fish that could split evolve into Lovedisc or Alohomora, and kind of start tying back these original Pokemon with Gen 5, with Gen 6, because right now you have this giant disconnect of everything before Gen 5 and now everything after Gen 5.
Well, I don't know. You could, because, you know, right now it takes a Thunderstone to evolve a Pikachu, right? So they could do a different kind of stone that turns it into a fairy type that has nothing to do with electricity anymore. Also, you'd want to, if it's a calf, you'd want to do a triple evolution of Bufalant, Tauros, and Miltank.
That's true. I would not be opposed to that.
Except I hate baby Pokemon.
But if, isn't like Tauros all male? And Miltank all female? No, Miltank could be male. Never mind. Right?
Well,
isn't there something stupid and weird
you're
like that?
Talking faster than I can research on the internet. Tauros is 100% male.
Yes. So your baby calf would have to be male. And then if Miltank is 100% female.
Miltank is 100% female.
There you go. So that you already know where that split evolution is going to go. But then there would have to be a difference between Bufalant and Tauros with your male calf to figure that out.
And
that would be really cool.
Bufalant is 50-50.
If your little calf is male or female, you have a slight chance of going. Bufalant's like the wild card there.
Well, they can make it based on like special attack and special defense, whichever one is higher. Even though they're physical attackers, aren't they? I'm pretty sure. Yeah. Oh, well. But let's get creative, folks. Let's redo the base stats for every single Pokemon in the next version of the game.
I agree. I think that would be a great benefit to both just playing the game and the competitive nature of battling. Yeah, we still have a ton of emails. Appreciate the emails. We'll get to them on our next show here. If you do want to send in your email with your question, anything Pokemon or even cheesecake related, you can do that at sbj@pkmncast.com or just go over to pokemonpodcast.com and hit the contact button. Fill out that form. Goes to the same exact place. Either way, it'll get there. And yeah, let us know.
And no discussions of hot dogs. No discussions of hot dogs.
Write in and let us know.
Don't you even say it.
Is a hot dog a sandwich?
No.
That's really good. Let's go to our Pokemon of the Week. Now, this week's Pokemon of the Week is Gothitelle.
Oh, with a purse.
With a purse. If I would have drew her hand lower, I would have put a hot dog in it. I dropped the ball. Gothitelle is 25% male, 75% female. Pokedex number 576. Gothitelle's immense psychic power can distort the space around it, showing visions of distant stars and past events. It can predict the future from the placement of movements of stars, and it weeps when it discovers the lifespan of its trainer. AKA,
how sad.
It knows when you're going to die. Oh, that is very sad.
And that makes it cry. Oh.
That's sad.
Death Note stuff right there.
Gothitelle base stats, 490, highest being special defense of 110. And tied for second is defense and special attack at 95. Are you a big fan of Gothitelle?
I mean, in the games, I preferred Reuniclus over the Gothitelle line. But Gothitelle has Shadow Tag. So you could do a Parish Song, Shadow Tag, Gothitelle.
There you go.
Does she learn Parish Song?
Parish Song?
Parish Song? I was just having a Steve moment right there. She does not learn Parish Song. Oh, but she looks like she'd be such a lovely singer.
Gothitelle is like going back to Gen 5. Gothitelle's like the Jinx of Gen 5.
What is Reuniclus?
The Alakazam.
Who's the Mr. Mime?
I don't know. But I mean, like, if you compare Gothitelle to Jinx, they're both based off of some specific Japanese clothing style.
Yeah.
And like, I felt like if you just replaced Gothitelle with Jinx in Gen 1, I feel like it would have still got the same heat, like the same complaints that Jinx suffered, which is a bummer because was it last podcast or the podcast before? Jinx just suffered of being
misunderstood
in the age of the 90s, which is a shame.
As most Japanese things were in the 90s and the 80s. We just weren't ready for Japan at that time. Ugh, the 80s. We certainly did not. We're not ready for Japan. Who can learn Parish Song? Jinx, Lapras, Politoed, Misdreavus. Misunderstood Pokemon right there. Smoochums, Celebi, Swablu, Altaria, Absol, Cricketoon, Arceus, Meloetta. Seal, Ghastly, Cubone, Igglybuff, Meryl, Murkrow, Absol, and Cubone as a special move, which was weird. And don't worry about that one because it's not there anymore. Who would you pair up with your Gothitelle to do a little Parish Song Shadow Tag action?
I don't know.
So she's psychic type, so you want something complementary to psychic type. I mean, Absol, because you can Mega Absol.
Yeah, Absol's cool.
And Altaria, you can do Mega Altaria as well. Probably just, well, Politoed, if people are still running that.
That's cool.
Saw.
Can't go wrong with Politoed.
I mean, you can go wrong with Politoed. If you're up against an all-grass team.
Politoed can know Ice Beam, though.
Bubble Beam and Ice Beam.
There you go.
And Hyper Beam. It knows all the beams. Although I'm sure there's another beam out there.
Beam it up. So yeah, I apologize that my Gothitelle drawing this past weekend was not up to standard.
Well, some people liked it, just not me.
But there we go, Gothitelle. And I think that's it for the show. We should be back on schedule for next week.
I mean, we're not too far off schedule. You guys are just getting the show a couple hours later.
Yeah.
And yeah. Busy week ahead for me. I'll let you guys in on a little spoiler / secret. I recorded episode 0 of a different podcast. And I will be recording episode 1 later this week. And we're still working out the album art and getting it to sound all right. And yeah, but it is something I'm working with a couple guys. And yeah, if you apparently if you like how I host podcasts, then you might like this new podcast I'm doing, which is kind of cool because I've wanted to do other podcasts for a while and I've just haven't had the opportunity. But how this is being done might provide that. Or another weekly show that I do. So we'll see.
So is it about hockey and other non-ball-based sporting events?
It is not about any sporting event.
Pass.
I apologize. Will, where can... Oh, before we go, please, if you haven't done so already, please leave us a review in iTunes. That will help other people find the show. And if you want to hang out in our Slack community and support the show, you can head over to patreon.com/itssupereffective and you can throw like a dollar our way. And we would greatly appreciate that. Will, where can they find you?
I think Twitter is probably the best place to find me at Washing the Sink. And then on the PS4, it's Washing the Sink. And if you have a Wii U, then it's William GU.
All right.
And there you go.
You can find me on Twitter at Dragging a Lake. That is the same as my PlayStation name. Some Destiny going to happen in 2 weeks. Or
not even 2 weeks.
Yeah, not even 2 weeks, like 10 days.
It's only a week away.
So I will be there hanging out. I'm sure Will be there. So hang out with us. If you want to follow the show on Twitter, it is at Pokemon Podcast. That's going to be probably the most updated source of if things are delayed or if things are coming early or any events, follow us there. Otherwise, this has been another episode of the Pokemon Podcast, and we are
Super Twitch Streamers.
Thank you all. Good night.